For this reformer routine, you need a circle, okay? And it's going to help really focus onto the outside of the hip initially in the prep phase, and then we'll use the circle to keep working on the inside and outside of the hip. So we're going to start off with two reds and one blue, lying on your back on the reformer, feet onto the foot bar, probably the middle of the foot is the best place to be. And you're going to have the legs threaded through the circle. The circle is going to come to rest just above the knee. So you're lightly pressing out into the circle to really create awareness to the outside of the hip. Make sure the feet are parallel, so the toes pointing forwards, and just make sure that the feet are a little bit probably wider apart than normal so that you get a really nice alignment from the knee to the hip to the foot. We're going to start off just focusing on the breath, thinking about heaviness at the tailbone, back of the rib cage, and back of the head, allowing the chin to be pointing straight up towards the ceiling. So we're honoring the curve at the back of the neck. And just really find the shoulder blades becoming flattened onto the carriage. So a few deep breaths here, and then we're going to take it into a shoulder bridge. So tilting the pelvis up, lifting up into the bridge, and then slowly rolling back down through. Just really watch that they've got that lovely sequential articulation through the spine, and they keep the flexion going. So you want to constantly draw the back of the hips towards the back of the knees. Do about four repetitions, and then on the last repetition, hold the bridge up, and then just slowly and with small range of movement, allow the pelvis to rotate on the spine. So just really small pelvic twists, almost as if you're twisting the top of a bottle on the spine. Roll back down, and then we're going to change the circle to the inside of the knee, just again above the knee joint. So we're now going to work onto the inside of the hip. Feet again in alignment with the knees to the hip. Again, watch that the foot is parallel and the foot can be resting onto the middle of the foot again. Slowly rolling back up and peeling back down through your bridge again. So doing a few repetitions again, and then take the arms up to the ceiling, creating loose fists in the arms. And this time you're going to peel up into the bridge and then let the arms fall out to the sides. And then as you roll back down through your bridge, return the arms back up to the ceiling. So as you lift up in the bridge, allow the arms to open out to the sides, still holding that loose fist. And as you roll down, draw the arms back up to the ceiling. And hopefully that will really create a little bit more depth of movement around the back of the rib cage. After we've done about four repetitions of that, hold the bridge up, and this time lightly press into the circle using the inner thighs, and maybe just pulse for two times. Watch that the feet aren't going into that external rotation position. Keep focusing on having a parallel foot to make sure we're really connecting into the inner thigh. Roll down through and then stretch the right leg long over the top of the foot bar and bring the left foot into the circle, the pad of the circle onto the ball of the foot, and bring this into a hamstring stretch. So you're really focusing on lengthening, pushing the heel upwards and just drawing the leg towards you. Obviously hold until the stretch begins to feel that release, and you can then draw it in further. Taking hold of the circle with the right hand, if it's the left leg that's in the stretch, and then draw the leg across the body to bring it into an abductor stretch. Keep flexing through the foot, keep drawing the foot back towards you, and really find that stretch along the side of the leg. Remember to keep heaviness into the hip that you're stretching so you don't let it rotate off and pull out of the stretch. Repeat on both sides, and then place the circle down by the side of the carriage, bringing yourself into footwork. So adjust the headrest if needed, bring the feet into V position, toes on, heels slightly lifted. And then as we breathe in, we're going to push away, and as we breathe out, bring it home. Have this at quite a quick pace, just so that it's that little bit more dynamic, and just let the movement go for about 10 reps. Hold the carriage all the way out and go into foot raises. So you're dropping the heels under the bar and back up, still in a V position. After 10, hold out the carriage in that V position with the straight leg and really focus on turning out at the top of the hip. Float the right knee up, but still in that turnout position. And then we're going to do single leg on this side. So bringing the carriage in and lengthening back up. Do that for 8 repetitions, hold out, and then drop the heel under and lift back up. Drop the heel under. So we're doing exactly the same, but on a single leg now. Change sides. And then once you've done the other side, stay lengthened out and change the feet to heels on. Toes pointing up to the ceiling and bring the foot into a parallel position. 10 presses in and out, and then again, float one knee up and bring it into a single leg position. Keep the foot flexed on the leg that's lifted off the foot bar. Do about 8 of the single leg, hold the carriage out and extend the leg up to the ceiling, foot still flexed, and take it into one leg circle. So the circle comes across the body, down and round. 3 in each direction, then change sides back to the single leg press, and then into the one leg circle. Change now to toes on with the feet parallel, sit bones apart. And we've just got our simple pressing out and bringing it back home. Hold yourself all the way out and go into the foot raises or heel drops or whatever you want to call it, dropping the heel under. And then when you finish about 8 repetitions of that, bring the knee up and extend one leg up to the ceiling. As we bring the carriage home, we're going to lower the leg down and kick it back up as you press out, really trying to find almost the splits. So really focus on getting a really nice scissor leg as you draw back. Do about 8 repetitions on one leg, hold the carriage out and go into your heel drops under the foot bar or foot raises, whatever you want to call it, and then repeat on the other side. When you finish the other side, bring the carriage is still pressed all the way out. Bring the arms up to the ceiling and roll yourself up to seated. Let the knees bend in for the carriage to come home and change to 2 reds. Roll yourself all the way back down and take the hands into straps. Draw the knees in towards the chest so you bring the weight of the thigh bone over the center. So it's not tabletop. You're drawing the knees in towards the chest, the weight of the thigh bones into the center. So you're a little bit closer in with the femur. We're then going to have the hands in straps, breathing out, press the arms down to the sides, breathing in, lift back up. So a straight arm press down and lift back up. Do 5 repetitions and then press the arms down, hold, and curl the spine up into your ab prep position. So we've got a lovely C shape. We've got the crown of the head to the ceiling and I want you to lightly pick the tailbone up. Pressing into the hands, we're going to go into your single leg stretch. So stretch one leg away and switch and change and switch and change. So you hold the shape and it's the legs that is doing the movement. After 8 repetitions, roll the head back down, lift the hands back up to the ceiling and keep the knees drawn in. Take the arms out to the sides and we're then going to pull the arms down towards the side of the waist, open up to the ceiling and open back out. So it's almost just a circle of the arms. Okay, so we're circling the arms out, down and back up to the ceiling. 5 repetitions of that, then hold the arms down by the sides, curl the head up and we're going to take it into a form of double leg stretch. So as we breathe in, the arms go away up to the ceiling, the legs go long. Take the arms out to the sides, the legs stay static and lengthened, pull the arms to the side of the waist and the knees bend in. So the arms and the legs move away. The arms move out to the sides. The arms pull down by the side of the waist as the knees move in. About 6 repetitions of that. And then arms lift up to the ceiling, head rolls back down onto the carriage. Knees are still drawn in. Press the arms down by the sides and we're going to go into a bit of tricep work. So having the elbow anchored to the carriage, bend the elbow back and press the arms down in your tricep work. About 5 repetitions here, then curl the head up, extend both legs up to the ceiling and then drop your right leg down. So we're going to do scissors with the legs, but keep the tricep work going with the arms. As we switch the legs, we press down through both arms and fold back at the elbow. Do that about 8 times, and then we're gonna roll the head back down, arms back up to the ceiling, feet onto the foot bar, and place the straps back onto the shoulder rests or the hooks, whatever you like to do. Now, you're gonna bring the hands and they're gonna grasp the shoulder rest, elbows drop out to the sides. Bring the knees back in towards you and connect the knees and the ankles together. Okay, knees are still bent though. We're going to do some rotation work. So you're going to let the knees drop over slightly to the left. Now make sure that the rib cage stays heavy on the carriage. So to get your true rotation, as you let the knees fall to the left, you've got to draw the right thigh bone upwards to make sure the knees stay completely level. So the back of the right hip lifts off the carriage slightly, and then bring the legs back to center. So the knees drop slightly to the right, the back of the left hip comes up as you stretch the right thigh bone equal to the right, the left thigh bone, sorry, equal to the right knee. So with the knees drop over to the left, back of the right hip lifts, right thigh bone stretches long past the left knee. Okay, over to your right, back of the left hip lifts and left thigh bone tries to reach past the right knee. Doing a few of those and then stretch the legs up to the ceiling. Now we've got a slight change. The left leg's going to open slightly. The right leg is going to come over to the left leg but reaching up so the toes come level, and then bring both legs back to center. The right leg opens. The left leg goes across to the right. You pick up the left hip and the left leg has got to reach up past the right leg. So I hope I've got this right. So the legs drop over to the left. The left leg opens. The right leg is going to have to lift upwards to become equal with it, lifting the back of the right hip upwards. Then bring the legs back to center. Right leg opens. Left leg goes to join it, stretching upwards to meet it. Final level to this. The left leg opens. The right leg lifts upwards to join it. The legs circle down, round through center, over to the right side with the left leg going long, and then back to center, and then reverse. So the right leg opens, left leg pitches up to join it, and then we circle down, round, and back to center. If that doesn't make sense, let me know and I'll do a short video on that one. From here, at the same time now, you are going to put both feet in the straps at the same time. So rather than do one foot and then the other, we're going to challenge you and we're going to put both feet in the straps at the same time. Take hold of the circle, place the circle slightly above the ankle and bend the knees in towards you. Make sure the tailbone is heavy. We're breathing out to press the legs away, making sure they stay parallel. Breathing in to fold back at the hip, but really stretch down the front line of the body to keep the tailbone down. So bending and stretching, pressing out and folding back in. After six, hold the legs out long, and this time we're going to fold the legs up and then we're going to lower them back down. So as the legs come up, again, you're going to have to reach out to the front of the body to keep the tailbone heavy. About eight of those, then hold the legs as low as you possibly can, keeping that lovely equal work down the front and back of the body. And then we're going to squeeze the circle for eight pulses, and I do that about two times. Take the circle out and just go into leg circles just to really mobilize the hip after that work. So down through center, open the legs out and circle round, and just really enjoy that movement, and then reverse. From there, take both legs out of straps at the same time and you're going to bring yourself up. Put the foot bar down and change to just a single red. Turn so that you're facing the straps and take hold of the hand straps. Have the knees bent, feet onto the headrest, and sit about midway along the carriage. Sit tall and then bring the arms into a bicep curl. Now I want a 90-degree angle at the shoulder, 90-degree angle at the elbow, and that shape doesn't change. As you breathe out, we're going to flex through the spine and round back, and then returning back up. Now, as you do this, I want you to think that the navel is going to go faster than the rib cage on the way down, and then the rib cage is going to try and beat the navel on the way back up. And I wonder if that's a cue that will help you find your C curve a bit better. So as you roll down, the navel's trying to go faster than the rib cage. It's trying to beat the rib cage going down. And then on the way up, the rib cage is going to try and stay ahead of the navel as you come back up. Do four repetitions and then hold at your lowest point in the C curve, don't let them flatten out. Then keeping the pelvis completely still, you're just gonna pulse the ribs up and you're not gonna let the pelvis get involved. So this is a really small movement and you've just got a really micro movement of the pelvis just lifting and lifting up and lifting up. Once you've done that, lift all the way back up. And then we're going to round back again, holding that bicep curl. Remember, the bicep curl we've kept the whole time. And this time you're going to give little micro bicep curls. So in your C curve, you're going to curl in and then back to the 90 only. Don't let the arm go straight. Curl in and back to the 90. Curl in and back to the 90. Really nice. Okay, from there, lift yourself all the way up and bring yourself into a cross-legged position. Take the arms down by the sides and with the legs in a cross-leg position, it means the arms won't travel too far forwards and we're going to just go into chest expansion. So leading with the little finger, we're going to pull back and release just to the sides of the waist. Do six repetitions and then you're going to do four with the right arm only and four with the left arm only. From there, turn to the side and change onto a blue spring. So take the red off, put a blue on, come to kneeling up tall and we're going to take it into your tricep extension. So kneeling up tall, hold, imagine that I'm facing, I've got my left side to the shoulder rest, my right side to the foot bar. I'm going to take hold of the strap with my right hand, I'm kneeling up, I'm going to rest my left hand onto the shoulder rest and then I'm going to do lateral flexion, side bending over, taking my right arm all the way overhead so the strap is nowhere near the crown of my head. And then I'm going to do my tricep extension, taking it up and bending back in. Try and do about eight of those and then change sides. From there, keeping on the blue, put the long box on and we'll go into pulling straps. So chest on the box, holding the ropes, legs together and connected, arms down towards the floor and then breathing in. We're going to pull the arms back, lifting the chest up, lengthening the spine away from the box and breathing out lower. So breathing in, we pull back, lift away, reaching long, feeling the back of the arm, the back of the shoulder blades, doing the work and lowering it back down. Do four repetitions here. And then on the next one, we're going to pull the arms back, chest lifts, hold the extension, circle the arms out to the sides, and then lower the arms, lower the spine. We pull the arms back, chest lifts, circle the arms out and forwards, and then everything lowers. Do six repetitions here. Then we're going to pull the arms back, chest lifts, and then we're going to do four tricep kickbacks. We kick back, bend the arm, pull back long. So four times there, then circle the arms out and lower yourself all the way down. Just slide off the box and add a red onto your blue. So you've now got a red and a blue and you're going to bring yourself to seated on the box, feet on the headrest, holding the straps, ready for a few teasers. So holding the straps, arms along, roll down through the spine till you get to a point where you can float one knee up and then float the other knee up. Glue the legs together and then really think you're sat off the sit bones. And then slowly roll down and then roll back up, really trying to keep the legs completely still. So do a few rolling down, few rolling up, okay, perhaps four to six, then roll yourself all the way down to the till the waist hits the box, hold that curve, and then do eight bicep curls. When you've done eight, straighten the legs if you can, and we're going to tease it all the way up the legs and then try and lower. Again, the key here is to keep the legs completely still. Think of the straps pulling you, not you pulling back on the straps. When you've finished your last one, lift all the way up and then keep lifting up into your teaser shape until you can drop one leg down and drop the other leg down, bringing yourself back up to seated. change the box onto a short box and add on a few more springs so you've loaded up the reformer ready for some round back work. Take hold of your circle again and bring the circle in front of you seated tall on the box, feet hooked under the foot strap. As you breathe out, you're going to round back and send the top of your head towards the middle of the circle. Now start rolling back, but the top of the head is going to stay pointing to the circle. So as you go back, the arms are going to go up and the circle's going to stay pointing directly on top of the head. And then round yourself back and over and then rebuild the spine. Now, as people are doing this, they're going to want to leave the circle behind. So keep cueing that the circle stays directly on top of the head. Okay, so the arms are straight. It's not resting on top of the head, but the top of the head stays pointing into the middle of the circle throughout the whole move. When you've done six of those, bring yourself back up and now sit tall, holding the circle overhead. We're going to do some flat backs. So they're going to look to find their shake. So with a flat back position, lean back, find the shake where you're really connecting front and back of the body, and then lift yourself back up. And again, we're going to lean back and we're going to bring ourselves back up. Do about six of those. Then turn and we're going to go into our side bend position. So you're still holding the circle, one foot hooked under the strap, hold the circle in front of you, the other leg is bent on top of the box. We're going to side bend off the box, just taking the circle in line with the chest as we do this. Do three repetitions of this, then this time, side bend off and then take the circle overhead. Lift all the way back to seated and then side bend over towards the foot bar. Bring the circle out in front of the chest again and restack the spine. So we side bend over. Lift the circle overhead. Pull the circle up and the body up and side bend all the way over the other way and then lower the circle down. I do about four each side in like that, and then swap and do your side bend on the other side. Take the box off and bring yourself and take all the springs off apart from a single red. Keep hold of the circle and we're going to take the circle into some standing work. So stand onto the wooden platform, then onto the carriage and hold the circle in front of you. We're going to come into side splits. So press the carriage out and bring it back home. Do a few repetitions, and then this time, as you press out, twist towards the foot bar, and then back to center as you pull back home. So as you press out, twist towards the foot bar, and come back home. Do four of those, and then take the circle up overhead. As you press out, side bend over towards the pulleys, and come back to center. Side bend over towards the pulleys, as you push out, and as you pull home, lift back up to center. Take the circle behind you and bring yourself into a narrow squat, making sure that the arms are completely straight holding the circle, fingers are long, and you're going to just hold that narrow squat and then press the carriage away and come back in. Make sure the weight stays on the platform leg. And then once you've done six of those, hold your narrow squat still and give me some tricep presses on the circle. Now make sure the arm doesn't bend and make sure the fingertips are long. And then bring yourself to standing and you're going to repeat it all facing the other side. From here, bring the foot bar up, keep with the single red, and you're going to finish the session with down stretch. So have the feet up against the shoulder rest, hands onto the foot bar, lift the chest up, bringing the whole spine into extension, opening out the hips, opening out the collarbones, and then as you breathe out, you press back, and breathing in, you come up. Keep the eye line forwards or up, and just really enjoy that stretch to finish the session, and then just sit back into rest position.